This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Rich Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Tabitha Connell, please note the following medical letter, period. Tabitha is T-A-B-I-T-H-A. Last name is Connell, C-O-N-N-E-L-L. Today I performed an independent medical evaluation on Tabitha Connell, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taken the history directly from the client, period. The patient is a 38-year-old female, height 5'6", weight 360 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about September 15th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was rear-ended, period. The patient was jerked, period. She had immediate pain that became worse a couple hours, and the pain was located in her low back and neck, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day she is still experiencing low back pain, period. Her neck pain is majorly improved, period. The patient was in a 2009 Dodge SUV, and it was hit by a sedan with the sedan sustaining a fair amount of damage and required towing, period. New paragraph. The low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is a stabbing, throbbing pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates into the right hip and thigh and also down to the knee, period. She was informed that she had a couple herniated and bulging discs, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that the next day she saw a physical therapist and had a few treatments of physical therapy, period. She saw her family doctor at Southeast Medical Center and was given medicine, period. She was referred for an MRI, period. The provider mentioned injections, but they were not done as that particular provider was unable to give the injections, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems walking over one block, comma, standing over 10 minutes, comma, bending, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, housework, comma, and housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports, comma, and problem sleeping, period. New paragraph. Medications include meloxicam, comma, cyclobenzaprine, comma, Buspar, comma, Paxil, comma, and a thyroid medicine, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes meloxicam, comma, cyclobenzaprine, comma, exercises, comma, heat, comma, and a 10-unit period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypothyroidism, comma, anxiety, comma, and depression, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for cholecystectomy, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her low back in the past, period. The patient never had sciatica in the past, period. The patient never had disc disease in the past, period. The patient has not been in any serious automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is unemployed. However, this is not related to this injury, period. She does have a desk, her occupation is that of a desk job, and she did miss 2 days of work as it relates to this accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Pro-scan imaging MRI of the lumbar spine, December 20th, 2022. Impression 1, L5S1, right-sided preforaminal / foraminal disc herniation effacing the right L5 exiting nerve root, period. Number 2, L4-5 shallow broad-based non-compressive disc bulging with superimposed right foraminal / extra foraminal disc herniation effacing the right L4 exiting nerve root, period. Also in the base of the report, it shows that L2, L3, there's disc bulging, period. At L3-L4, there's broad-based disc bulging, period. Medical records from Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehab. On their exam, they noted all movements were limited in the lower back region. So they did document abnormalities. Their diagnosis was 1, cervical strain, 2, thoracic strain, 3, lumbar strain, 4, muscle spasm, 5, cervicalgia, next number, lumbaralgia. They treated her with CMT, therapeutic exercises, therapeutic massage, EMS, heat, and other modalities, period. They considered her prognosis fair. She was seen back again on November 18th, 2022 at Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehab. They state that she has improved significantly since started, period. Range of motion has improved, period. Still slight joint tenderness around the low back, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records in performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandela, found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of September 15th, 2022 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, lumbar trauma, strain, pain, radiculopathy, L5-S1 herniated nucleus pulposus effacing the right nerve root, and L4-L5 herniated nucleus pulposus effacing the right nerve root, and 2 other levels of disc bulging, period. Number 2, cervical trauma, strain, and pain resolve, period. The above 2 diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of March 15th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring to Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 17% whole body impairment, period. The basis for this impairment rating is strictly and totally a direct result of the automobile accident of September 15, 2022, period. By giving her impairment rating, I am verifying that her condition is permanent and that she will have permanent pain and diminished range of motion for the remainder of her life, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the low back region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medications will cost approximately $85 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace would cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Her present TENS unit should be replaced with a more modern and up-to-date technical unit at a cost of $500, period. She was informed by other professionals that she would need possible injections and a failed surgery, period. Costs of additional injections will cost approximately $3,500, period. I am very confident that as the patient ages, she will need definitive surgical correction for her herniated discs as they were caused by this automobile accident, period. Estimated cost of the surgery would be $125,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, comma, surgeon, comma, anesthesia, comma, and post-op physical therapy, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.